Truck driver who triggered a fatal crash with a charter bus carrying Tuskegee Valley High School band members and chaperones has received the maximum sentence. 61-year-old Jacob McDonald of Zanesville was convicted of 6 misdemeanor counts of vehicular homicide. He was cleared of 15 felony counts. He was given 180 days for each count or 18 months in prison. Verdicts were delivered in May at the bench trial overseen by Licking County Common Pleas Judge David Brandstuhl. The judge determined McDonald's actions were negligent but not reckless. A patient at Altman Hospital shot a worker Friday night. Canton police say the man had been mentally distressed since being admitted at about noon. He was being held in a private room for observation. At about 8 p.m., he began hitting his head on the glass walls, prompting staff and 2 security officers to try to enter and keep the man from harming himself. The patient, identified as 36-year-old James Fair, took a gun from one officer and shot a patient care technician in the abdomen. The worker was listed in stable condition. Fair is charged with 3 counts of felonious assault and 1 count of aggravated robbery. 3-vehicle crash in Harrison County took the life of a Canton man. Highway Patrol says vehicle driven by a Minerva man was westbound on Route 151 just west of Bowerston Friday afternoon. It was following an eastbound vehicle pulling a trailer. That vehicle lost control going into the path of a westbound semi-truck. The semi then hit the first vehicle, killing a passenger, 55-year-old Charles Oliver. There was no word on the condition of the other drivers. The crash caused damage to the pavement, which caused the road to be closed. Stretch of road in Alliance has been designated a memorial highway. A ceremony was held at the Jackson Township Highway Patrol Post Friday to designate Route 62 between Western and South Mahoning Avenues in honor of Patrolman James Gardner. The Warren native was killed in a crash while pursuing a suspect on February 28, 1948. Signs will be installed to mark the area. Governor DeWine signed legislation last year to designate the highway in honor of Gardner. Man will be charged in Jefferson County after leading police on a chase that included 3 states. 41-year-old Joe Leffler was wanted for an alleged assault of a man in Salineville June 19th. He reportedly returned and threatened the man Thursday afternoon. The victim shot at Leffler, striking his car. That vehicle was found in Jefferson County, where Leffler reportedly later stole another car. Police began a pursuit north from Steubenville on Route 7, which reached speeds of 130 miles per hour. The chase passed through West Virginia and ended when Leffler was stopped by police in West Mifflin, Pennsylvania. He'd been released from prison in August after serving 2 years for aggravated burglary and domestic violence. An appeal filed by a Salem woman convicted of starting a fire at an apartment building in May 2024. Columbiana County Common Pleas Judge Scott Washam sentenced 34-year-old Alicia Craig to 12 years behind bars June 6th. The jury found her guilty of 2 counts of aggravated arson. Prosecutors say Craig purposely set fire to an East 6th Street address, forcing the evacuation of the residents. 2 firefighters suffered minor injuries. She was also ordered to register as an arson offender for the rest of her life. Craig testified there was no sign of fire when she left the area. Non-teaching employees in the Salem City School District have a new contract. The 3-year deal takes effect Tuesday and runs through June 2028. The deal includes a 40-cent raise during the second and third years and a 15-cent raise for each year of service for years 1 to 25. 4-hour bus drivers will also be eligible to enroll in single-coverage health insurance. The board approved the deal in a unanimous vote Thursday. Affected positions include bus drivers, duty aides, and secretaries. There were no survivors in a plane crash behind a house in Howland Sunday morning. WKBN-TV reports the plane went down around 7 o'clock between Spring Run and King Graves Roads, about 2 miles from the end of the runway at the Youngstown Warren Regional Airport. The plane was carrying 2 crew members and 4 passengers. The identities of the victims have not yet been released. According to the NTSB, the plane was a small twin-engine Cessna 441. Officials from the Western Reserve Port Authority, Howland Fire Department, and Howland Police held a press conference at the Youngstown Warren Airport Sunday evening and said flight tracker data shows the plane was headed to Bozeman, Montana, and crashed 7 minutes after takeoff. A Camel man is asking a judge for a hearing in connection with his conviction for a murder in Youngstown. 47-year-old John Morgan argues his trial attorneys were ineffective. Court denied an appeal of his conviction in December and denied a request in April to reopen the appeal. Prosecutors say Morgan was picking his daughter and grandson up from the home of 46-year-old Daniel Peek in July 2022 when he fired a round into the ground. During a subsequent fight with Peek and his son, Morgan shot Peek in the back. He later died at a hospital. Jury convicted Morgan of murder, voluntary manslaughter, and felonious assault in February 2024. He was sentenced to 18 years to life in prison. The WNBA announced the city of Cleveland has been awarded an expansion franchise to start play in 2028. Detroit and Philadelphia also set to join the league in 2029 and 2030. The additions will increase the number of WNBA teams to 18. Cleveland was previously home to a WNBA franchise with the Cleveland Rockers playing in the league from 1997 to 2003 before folding due to low attendance. The Cleveland ownership group said the name Rockers would be considered for the expansion team.